The holiday season is a time for getting together with family and friends to celebrate, to reminisce, and, of course, to eat. For commentator Alyssa Eli, those traditions all come together in her recollections of her grandmother.
My grandmother Rebecca, a master baker from the old country, always felt that if she could get a little butter and flour into a bowl together and let them come to know each other, they could create a social union for the benefit of others. They always did. Her specialty was cookies, dense, complicated cookies. And when we visited her, she would have not one but two freezers filled for us. I used to feel during the plane ride to Texas that I was being sped to paradise. She didn't eat cookies. She preferred half a piece of bread for her dessert, a habit she couldn't break from days of poverty. She said bread made her feel rich, and she regularly turned down her own pastries in favor of dried-up deli rye, pumpernickel, and Wonder Bread. She grew ill with age, congestive heart failure, arthritis, a slow-moving leukemia, and she lost the dexterity one needs to mix flour and butter. In her kitchen, where there'd been a spice rack, there was now a lineup of pill bottles. When I would visit, we'd sit at her kitchen table in our pajamas, and she would count out the medication she needed from each bottle. Her feet dangled off the edge of her chair without touching linoleum. When all the pills were ready, she would slowly move to the cabinet, wrestle it open, and take out a cookie jar from a shelf. Inside the jar was the replacement, a package of Sunshine Choco Chip Chipperoo cookies. There were never Oreos or Mystic Mints or Malamars, only Sunshine Choco Chip Chipperoos. She would hand two to me. Then she would pour us each a glass of milk, and I would nurse my cookies while she laboriously swallowed her pills. Sometimes it took an extra glass to get every pill down, and the glass rim would fill up with milky half moons from her efforts. In a few more weeks, the great-granddaughter my grandmother will never meet is going to be born. I know, although neither of them do, that they will have the same name. When this great-granddaughter with the same name comes, and when she's old enough to understand how much it means, she and I will introduce the flour and butter together again.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts. She comes to us by way of member station WBUR in Boston.